AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Day one of the public impeachment hearings is over, and President Trump says he didn't watch any of it.
I did not watch it. I'm too busy to watch it. It's a witch hunt. It's a hoax. I'm too busy to watch it. So I'm sure I'll get a report.
So what did we learn? AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace.
What we learned is that there was confusion, there was uncertainty oftentimes about what the posture of the U.S. Relationship with Ukraine was under Donald Trump, and a lot of questions about whether a package of military aid that Congress had approved for Ukraine was being held up so that Trump could get the Ukrainians to launch an investigation into Joe Biden and the Democratic National Committee.
Bill Taylor, the top diplomat in Ukraine, revealed for the very first time that his staff members overheard the president speaking on the phone to another diplomat about the investigations Ukraine had been asked to start. Democrats say yesterday's testimony proves the president abused his office. Republicans say that's not true, and the witnesses had only secondhand accounts of the president's actions. On Friday, lawmakers will hear from the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine that President Trump dumped. The National Weather Service says a cold snap has set new records in the deep south. The temperature in Greenville, Mississippi dropped to 17 degrees, breaking a more than century-old record. Nine students have died this semester at the University of Southern California. Administrators say three of the deaths were suicides. Police are looking into whether some of the other deaths may have been drug overdoses. A Virginia doctor is in jail this morning, charged with performing surgeries on patients that they didn't need, and in some cases, didn't even know that he had done on them. Dr. Javed Pervez is a gynecologist. This is AP News. Garth Brooks wins Entertainer of the Year at the Country Music Association Awards.
The CMAs started with a female all-star medley of country hits and set up the evening for girl power, but Garth Brooks took the Entertainer of the Year award for the seventh time. Luke Combs won the Male Vocalist Award, Casey Musgraves the Female Vocalist Award, and Ashley McBride Best New Artist. McBride recalled once playing a tribute show for John Prine, who complimented her work.
The next day he shook my hand. And he said, "You're real good. You're no Reba, but you're real good."
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Disney Plus says it got more than 10 million signups on its very first day of launch, far exceeding their expectations. Disney's mix of Marvel and Star Wars movies and shows, classic animated films and new series appears to be a hit. It costs $7 a month or $70 a year after a 7-day free trial. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.